Yeah.
Yeah, it would be the old one, the old thing, the old one.
It said that Salinger suggested this idea to the people of coming here last night. And that I objected to it. But the president rebuked me, said I never had ideas like Pierre Salinger. And the president rebuked me, I resigned.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
I thought you should know about a Houston Post story tonight, which said that I resigned out of a dispute with you over coming to the convention last night, that the idea originated with Pierre Salinger, and that I objected to it, and that then I handed in my resignation. And it's the wildest thing I've ever read. I told the Houston Post there was just flatly nothing to it.
I never heard of Pierre Salinger. Never made such a suggestion to me. Where'd they say they got it?
They didn't. Bill Hobby wrote it and had it as an exclusive. The boys in the Houston Post showed it to me. And he took off for Houston before I heard of it. And he's in the air now. I'm gonna put a call in. I just denied it flatly to the Post.
Well, did they ask you about it?
Yeah, but they didn't ask me about it before they printed it.
It's already printed?
Did yes, sir.
It come out?
It's already printed because the AP picked it up.
If they never heard of it, you must have been smoking marijuana or something.
That's what I did, in effect.
I just got one here. The Dodd replaced Kennedy's Attorney General.
Yeah.
Bob Allen's story something.
If I'm about ready to see the press on tomorrow's schedule, if I'm asked about that, should I just flatly deny it?
Say that there's been no difference at all in the body.
I mean the Dodd.
I just say, I wouldn't deny it unless they asked me. I just lie and just say, now these things are getting, but they really reflect on your responsibility. Nobody from Allen's office or Scott's office ever talked to us. I never had a discussion of this in my life with any other person. I never mentioned Dodd. I never talked to Dodd about it. And Dodd, I know, wouldn't think of it because he told me yesterday on Vice President he wanted to be included out. All he wanted to do is be elected this term of the Senate. So it's just as ridiculous as it'd be. Now, Houston Post story, there's no basis in the world for that. I never had an opinion of you ongoing or coming. I don't think it's a matter for you to decide. I think that's you report what happens and don't decide whether we go or not.
That's right. And frankly, I thought it was a good idea.
Salinger suggested to me, and we ought to call Salinger and see how he can, who he's been talking to. Salinger called me on the phone and made some suggestions that didn't include this suggestion at all, but said it thought that we could make an announcement later in the evening. We ought to talk to them if we were going to do it on the phone by calling them and then letting them, their voice be broadcast to reporters back in my room and let the reporters pick it up. In other words, have Humphrey on the phone here where they could hear it and have the reporters in my office where they'd have a phone they could hear there.
I catch.
And the only man that I know really had anything legitimate to do with my coming up here was Dick Daly. He told me that he felt very strong that this convention was doing well. We were in charge. It had been going on 2 or 3 days. But he thought we could really take charge if we'd make an appearance. It was blasting everybody else out, and he didn't say so, but what he meant did happen. He wanted us to run the Freedom Party completely out of town. There's only 9 of them they could locate after I got in.
Yeah, it was a damn good idea.
Huh?
It was a damn good idea. Hell, I thought it was a good idea at the time. Well, I denied it flatly to the Post.
Well, who's representing the Post?
Felton West was down there, and a couple of fellows that I don't know, but I gave it flatly to Felton West. Incidentally, one question they have been asking me is whether Senator Humphrey is going to fly down to Texas with you.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. They met in the same plane. I think they're thinking of this president-vice president thing.
On the same plane.
Good.
I flew with Kennedy Goodell on the same plane.
The schedule I have, which I understand has been approved, is 10 o'clock for this breakfast in the ballroom.
Who is that with?
That's with the campaign workers.
Well, what kind of workers?
They're just supposed to be national campaign workers from the various states.
The national committee men, they got one committee man, committee woman, and one state chairman. Do you know which one this is?
No, sir, I do not. My schedule just shows campaign workers. Then they have a Democratic National Committee meeting at 10:30.
Yeah?
Yes, then at 11. Speaking on this opening of the Parade of Progress out in Cleveland. Then the schedule shows you leaving Atlantic City at 11:40.
What do I have to do on Parade of Progress?
Well, you're supposed to speak to them out there. Buzz says he has the material.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Okay, sir.
Don't resign anymore.
No, I never have, sir.